Nothing, as my father challenged her with his angry glare.
I will allow this, but only because I have business back in Hungary.
The air in the room seemed to thin as we waited for him to finish his sentence. He set his glass down carefully, as if he was setting down a loaded pistol and hadn't yet chosen his target.
I will let you go free, with no more visits. But I hope your mother doesn't allow you to soften over time, Ari. For the man you marry will also deal in blood as I do. It is your future, whether you deny it now or embrace it later. You cannot escape it.
I gave him a firm nod, as stable as my feeble head could give. 13 years old, staring down the most dangerous man on this side of the country. My mother told me it was brave, but I only felt foolish. Within seconds, he could change his mind, decide to kill my mother and sell me off. I only knew a small portion of the plans Ivan had for me, but none of them were decent or noble. They were blood-soaked oaths that cost more than a soul could bear. I turned away, resigned to my fate. At the age of 21, I would become a bride. No amount of shouting or screaming would change it. But at least for the next 5 years, I would get a reprieve, a break from the lessons my father forced on me, relief from the red that stained my father's garden every summer, from seeing the bodies lie in wait for burial. It would be well worth it. I'd make sure to make every second count. For once I returned to this life, it would be without a soul or a single hope. 1. Taylor. Senior year of college. March.
Are you going to say anything?
The stark question bled into my thoughts, spreading like spilled ink over all my possible justifications. I'd just kissed someone, and they had no idea why I had done it. The problem was, the truth? The real reason I had kissed him might as well have been written on a rock in Braille and dropped into the deepest part of the ocean. There was no way I'd be telling him why I'd randomly pulled on his shirt, slamming my lips to his, letting his tongue sweep into my mouth and consume every inch of me. I'd take it to my grave. Instead, I stared into his whiskey eyes, committed them to memory, and pulled on the facade I perpetually wore. What do you want me to say? I moved away, straining my fingers against the air as if the invisible force could take away how good it had felt to have his body pressed against mine. He made a sound, a scoff or something else that came from his sculpted chest. I wanted to spin on my heel and see if those lips had curved in that same sensual way they did when he tried to coax me into movie nights with his friends.
So you text me, tell me to come over, then make out with me the second I walk in, and you have nothing to say.
He sounded like he was trying to clarify the situation, but I didn't understand why. We had both been there. We both knew what had happened. He was just pissed that I wouldn't explain the reason behind my actions. The fact that he wanted a reason made my heart swell. I busied myself with digging through my purse, finding lip gloss, then my phone. I had to push away the sensation that had flared, taking on a life of its own. I'd been obsessively daydreaming and regular nighttime dreaming about my sister's best friend for 4 years. And since we would be going our separate ways after graduation, I felt like I had to make a move. I had to because I'd written it down in my goal book. Dream goal for the year. Kiss Juan Hernandez before graduation. That was literally the extent of my aspirations. Mallory, my stepsister, would have been horrified if she learned I had only dreamed of kissing a boy, and not starting or running a business or literally anything else beyond being wrapped in his arms for the rest of my life. I was a terrible feminist. My chance had finally arrived to make my move, by way of getting Juan's number from my sister's cell phone. I wasn't proud of it, but I had stolen it while she was in the shower. Knowing Mallory was busy and Juan wasn't...